Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
I'm going to just keep it straight up with you. It's time for you to pick a side. You know, and you've been going back and forth for too long. And I get it. We're human. It happens. But I just want you to think for a moment right now, if you pick the side of being for you from here on out, I'm talking about a mindset that's for you. I'm talking about a lifestyle that's for you. I'm talking about everything in between. I'm talking about people that are for you. Even though I don't want to focus on external things right now, but everything for you. And you pick the side of being for you instead of against you. And I know it's a journey. I know it's not going to happen overnight. But when we are wishy-washy with ourselves, when we are straddling the fence with ourselves, one day it's this, one day it's that, and we live an inconsistent life, we will never experience the life that we truly freaking deserve. And I believe you deserve it. I don't care if you don't think you deserve it. I don't care if you convinced yourself you don't deserve it because you have picked the side to be your opposition. But I want to tell you right now, you do deserve it. But you got to pick a side and stick to that side and make up your mind right now that says, man, I'm going to be my ally. I'm going to be for me. I'm going to be my supporter. I'm going to be my cheerleader. I'm going to be my best friend. I'm going to be my encourager. I'm going to be my truth teller. I'm going to keep it straight up with me. But everything that I give myself, I'm speaking life into myself. That's going to lead me to a better life, to a better self. This is the year where I wake up different. I'm not going to be the same no more. I might have went to sleep like I used to be, but I'm waking up different. I'm going to be different. I'm not accepting less anymore. I'm not accepting those same things. I'm moving into different. I'm expecting different. I'm living different. I'm breathing different. I'm challenging myself different. I'm attacking my day different. Everything about my lifestyle is different because I have picked the side to say, I'm going to get my best life and it starts now.
And let me keep it even more straight up with you. I remember in 2003, this story is about me. I got to Baylor playing football and I was a hell of an athlete, right? But I was a self-destructive athlete at that time in my life, meaning that like I held on to the mistakes. I buried the mistakes. I can have a great day. And some of you can relate to this. Everything could be going right. But as soon as one thing goes wrong, I become the mistake. That mistake of a bad play turned into a bad plays, a series of plays turned into a bad day. Hell, turned into a bad week, sometimes a bad month. And I almost can forget everything that was going right. And I stick to everything that was going wrong. I hold on to everything that was going wrong. It's like I had this self-destructive alter ego. And I was undermining my own happiness, my own potential. And I remember one day, my coach called me to his office. And he kept it 1,000 with me. Like I'm keeping it with you on this podcast episode. He set me down. And he told me the three words that I'm telling you. He said, Trent, pick a side, man. I was like, what is he talking about? He said, yeah, pick a side. Either you're going to be for yourself or against yourself. And I was like, I'm for myself. He says, no, you're not. He said, every time something goes bad, I see the self-doubt. I see you becoming your own self enemy. I see the negative energy being created. Every time something goes wrong, you cannot move on. You stay stuck. He said, you have a choice. He said, the rest of your career can be fueled by your doubts and your self-criticism. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been around people like that who have a self-destructive alter ego they don't make it far. He said, you won't make it far because you will never reach the potential that you were created to reach. He said, you can choose to be your own self, your own antagonist in your story, in your life, or you can embrace yourself with love. Or you can be on the side of you, but you got to pick a side because all this inconsistency in who you are, you're making yourself very untrustworthy because people don't know who you are, don't know who you're going to be, don't know if they can depend on you. Like this internal battle has to stop. And listen, he said, this is life. But you got to make a decision right now to no longer be your biggest enemy and realize that you have the power to be your greatest ally. He said, you have to break free from this cycle. And he said this word, and I had to look this word up, a self-intimacy. And you got to choose to embrace self-compassion. That conversation changed my life. And so I want to talk to you about that. Like, you got to pick a side because your life is going to change when you stop being your biggest enemy, when you stop practicing self-intimacy. And what that means is you intimacy, E-N-M-I-T-Y, if you look it up in a dictionary, it means you're opposed to something or someone. You add the self, that means you're opposed to yourself. That means you're against yourself. And when you have self-enemy, you become your own enemy, right? And you create negative energy around yourself. And so I want to tell you this right now. You got to conquer the greatest adversary you'll ever face. And that greatest adversary is not them. It's not the people. It's not people talking about you as we talked about. It's nothing outside of you. It is you. You got to pick that side. You got to choose to stand on the side of self-support, not self-sabotage. And I'm not telling you not to keep it real with yourself. I'm not telling you to be oblivious to the things that you need to address within yourself. But at some point, you got to be your own self-support. You know, we want other people to support us, but we're not our own self-support. You want other people not to talk about you, but yet we sabotage ourselves so much. Like in mastering yourself, and I think this is one of the greatest masteries that we can have. It's not the skills. It's not, you know, the talents. It's not the gifts. I believe the greatest mastery is mastering yourself, is being on the side of you, where you can literally live in your perspective power, that everything that comes into your mind, you question these things. You ask yourself, okay, by me judging myself, how is this helping my life? By me tearing me down, how is this leading me closer to it? By me tearing myself down, how is this building me up? When you master yourself, master those emotions, you become your most powerful ally. So I want to tell you right now, like, stop waging war against your own reflection. And you know what I mean, my friend, when you look in the mirror and you wage war against yourself, as we know in Protect Your Peace season and Protect Your Peace, the book, there's no way we can live in peace when we are constantly living in war. There's no way we can have peace within ourselves if we have constant war within ourselves. And the world is going to try to make us war ourselves every single day. But what you're doing is giving it a helping hand. You got to stop waging war against your own reflection. You got to choose to stand with yourself, not against yourself. And you got to choose to have a pledge, a self-alliance. And I want you to take this pledge with me right now. This pledge of self-alliance that simply says, I am for myself. I root for myself. I love myself. I stand with myself. I'm for myself. I root for myself. I love myself. I'm for myself. I stand with myself, I root for myself, I love myself, I'm for myself. That's the pledge of self-alliance. I want you to inbox me that. I want you to write that when you share this podcast episode. It's time for you to be on the side of self-alliance and not being on the side of your own self-ally. You will find the greatest strength to overcome any challenge when you live in self-alliance, when you align with yourself. Oh man, we talk about this in Protect Your Peace. It's a big principle. It's called internal alignment. Internal alignment, it's all about self-alliance. It's about picking the side of you. So break free from these chains of self enemy, right? And I'm not saying enemy, but enmity. Choose to be your strongest supporter and not your harshest critic. And I gotta be real with you. I'm not telling you not to be, again, oblivious to your truths or fix the things you need to fix or, you know, right your wrongs. I'm not telling you not to do that. But at some point, you gotta be your strongest supporter. When I look in my life and I realize the times where my life changed, when I elevated to my highest self, when I achieved success, yes, the environment mattered, but you know what the greatest environment was? The environment within myself. And if you're going to be your harshest critic and that's the environment that you're going to create instead of your strongest supporter, then life is going to be hard. Like this self-union that needs to be created by you picking a side right now, it holds the power to turn every setback into a major comeback. So when people ask me, Trent, like, how do you keep the right mindset? How do you, you know, bounce back after a setback? After these last 3 years has been tough on you, how have you came back? It's because the environment that I create inside myself is not an environment of conflict. It's not an environment of confusion. It's an environment of clarity. And that clarity is I am for myself. That clarity is I'm going to support myself. That clarity is I'm going to uplift myself. That clarity is I'm going to have great conversations with myself. I'm going to have conversations of elevation with myself. It ain't about just the conversation with everybody else. It's the greatest conversation that you will ever have is the conversation that you have with yourself. Yeah, that conversation without words. And you know what I mean? That's flooding your brain. That's trying to tell you that you're not enough. But you got to remind yourself that you are enough. That conversation where feelings are flooding your soul, but you got to remind yourself of the facts. The greatest conversation you will have is the conversation that you have with yourself. I'm not saying external conversations aren't important, but that internal dialogue, whoo, it's a make or break. So you got to pick the side and say, man, I'm going to be my biggest supporter. I'm going to be my biggest cheerleader. Right, I'm going to create my own support system. We talk about support systems and we always think about all the people around us, which is good. But what's your own internal support system that you have? So when negativity comes up, how do you shift that to get into your positive? Right? When things are trying to break you down, how do you shift your perspective so you make sure you're lifting yourself up? As an athlete, I know self-dialogue is everything. As my coach was telling you earlier, like my self-dialogue sucked. When something happened, I would tear myself down. I would beat myself down. And it was no way I can operate in confidence. The reason I'm operating in confidence now, because I'm always speaking life into my life. I'm picking the side of life, not death. I'm picking the side of speaking goodness into my life, not struggles into my life. I'm picking the side of believing what I know is true and not believing my feelings. I'm picking the side of the facts about my life, not the side of the feelings about my life. Whether that's the feelings from other people or the feelings about myself, if it isn't alignment with my truth, I'm not standing with it. My friend, you've been standing with the wrong things in your life for too long. You've been standing with the lowest vibration of yourself. You've been standing with tearing yourself down. You've been standing with the things that don't serve your life. It is time to stand with your truth. And your truth is you are made for more. Your truth is there is a next level to your life. Your truth is your current situation isn't your final destination. Your truth is your breakthrough is coming. Your truth is your breakthrough is here. That's the truth. You got to conquer the greatest adversary. Okay, and I want to back up for a moment because people ask me, how do I turn setbacks into comebacks? I want to remind you again, it is that mindset. It is me being my biggest supporter. It is me being my self-alliance. It is me practicing self-support, not self-sabotage. Right? Conquer the greatest adversary you'll ever face. Right? And that is yourself. I want to remind you of that. In the battle within, You got to choose to be your own champion. You got to pick the side of being the winner of you, not the loser of you. We all have a loser inside of us. And that loser is that enemy. That loser is that voice. That loser is that hell within us that's trying to bring us down. We all have that person inside of us that's saying, you're not enough. You don't belong here. They'll never love you. You're not special. God doesn't care about you. If God cared about you, why would you be going through all these things? Your life is over. You're finished. You're done. We all have that voice that comes up. But the more you shut that voice up, the less it comes up. The more you don't acknowledge that voice, because you know that voice is a lie and you have picked the side of your truth, not the side of your lie. Whew. Your life changes. I know it's a battle within, my friend, but you got to pick the side of being your own champion. Right? Pick the side that mirrors your true self. And your true self is not necessarily how you feel about yourself. Your true self is that you are a warrior. Your true self is that you are unique. Your true self is that you are one of one. Shall I keep going? That's the truth about you. Your true self, you've been set apart. Your true self, that you're a leader. I know the world has convinced you to pick the side of believing something different. I know the world is trying to convince you, and I get it. It's tough. I'm not perfect with this. It's tough. But I know circumstances has tried to convince you to pick the side that you're done, that no better days are coming for your life. But you got to pick the side of being your own champion. Like, how would your life change right now if you decide to be your own champion? If you release that negative energy and you say, you know what? I'm going to be truly for me. I'm going to pick the side of being for me. I'm going to pick the side that mirrors my true self, and I'm going to embrace it with conviction. Because when you're yourself, you're against no one, right? When you're for yourself, you can't be against yourself. So choose a side, not for the world, not for anybody else, but for you. Like, stand firmly in that. And let your actions reflect your own truth, because that's the next step of this. A part of picking your side, like, your actions have to show that that's the side that you picked, right? So the first step is picking the side. The first step is speaking life into your life. The first step is living in your truth and not accepting the lies. But the next step is you got to put action into it. You got to put action behind it and say, you know what? I'm going to show myself. I'm going to prove to myself, not to anybody else. I'm going to prove to myself that I'm worth it. My famous words for 2023, 2024, I'm going to prove to myself that I'm worth it. I've been worth it. I will forever be worth it. Right? That is the mindset that we live in this purpose mindset. I'm worth it. I've been worth it. I'll forever be worth it. But when you're for yourself, you can't be against yourself. Choose a side, right? Not for the world, but for yourself. Do this for you. Be your greatest ally, not your own adversary. I want you to take action right now. And that action is important, because that action makes it real. That action gives confirmation to yourself to say, oh, we really believe it. You see, we pick the wrong side. We put actions that make us believe that we're not worthy, that we're not enough, that continue the war within ourselves. But from this moment on, you're going to put actions that lead to your better life, that lead to your higher self, that lead to a better you, that pushes you to the greatest you. You're going to take actions that end that internal strife. Like, how would your life change right now if you picked a side and you became an advocate for your own cause? Whatever the cause is, Maybe the cause is, I got a cause and I want to be the greatest version of myself. What if you became the biggest advocate in that? What if you was a ride or die for your own mission, for your own cause? Like, you are a ride or die and you go hard for you. See, a lot of us want everybody else to go hard for us, and that's dope when it happens. But what if you went hard for you? Went hard for you. I want to tell you this. Stand with yourself in unity, not in opposition. Stand with yourself in unity, not in opposition. Your greatest victories will come from being your own ally, not your own enemy. Please break those chains, man, of being against yourself, being your own self opposition, and get a new acquisition in your life. And that acquisition, what you're going to acquire is self-love. What you're going to acquire is self-support. What you're going to acquire is self-allegiance, right? You made a pledge today. And that pledge is not just a cute thing just to say. That pledge needs to be real for you. What if you made a pledge every single day of self-alliance, not of self-opposition? Because the truth is, some of you, and it might be you listening to this right now, you are subconsciously making a pledge of self-opposition that starts the war within yourself every single day. That's why it's hard to find peace when you sleep. That's why it's hard to feel the day, feel happiness, feel joy. Because somewhere in your life, you decided to make an allegiance with self-opposition instead of self-alliance with your truth. It's time for you to pick a side, man. And I get it. It's not going to be perfect. I'm not saying I'm always for myself. I have days where I doubt myself, but I don't stay there. And I remind myself of my truth. I remind myself of the facts about my life. But you got to pick a side. Pick a side and stay on that side and make a commitment, make a promise, burn the bridge and says, I'm not going back to being against me. From this day forward, I'm going to be for me. From this day forward, I'm going to be for me. From this day forward, I'm going to be for me. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what people say about me. I'm not worried about anybody else because let's be real. Some of us, we worried about everybody else when it's us that's controlling ourselves. You know, I see it all the time on social media. Oh, they're doing this to me, doing this. Like, you think they're your biggest enemy, but it's you. But it's you. It's what you're allowing, what you're accepting. Because the more you become on the side of you and you ride for you and you support you, the less you'll tolerate, the less you accept, the less you'll allow that doesn't align to your highest and truest self. But you got to make the decision and you got to make it real for you. But like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. Like, it's rehab time. Let's get it. It is 3:15 in the morning. I'm recording this episode. And I actually added to this episode. I'm re-recording this episode. So some of y'all be like, this ain't the same episode I heard yesterday because I woke up with this in my heart before I get on this plane to go to Aruba. And I know that this is an episode that will change your freaking life and stop, and it will allow you to stop being that self-destructive you, right? We need to retire. We need to cut. We need to fire that self-destructive alter ego that doesn't help our life one bit, like I did in 2004. But like I tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Share this if you feel this, man. Leave a 5-star review. Leave comments. Let's elevate the Straight Up Podcast. If you feel this podcast helps you in any way, don't be selfish and just keep it to yourself. Give this gift to somebody else if you feel like it's that good. Give it to somebody else. How can you do that? You can send in a text message. Say, listen, on your way to work. You can post online. Make sure you tag me at Trent Shelton, Trent Shelton Podcast. Right? You can talk about it at work and say, hey, you listen to this podcast episode? I appreciate your support. Without you, there is no rehab time. So thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Let's get it. Straight up. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Shelton in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.